sitting high atop a mountain is a thing. And on top of that thing is a guy with another thing that he is holding. But that thing isn't just anything, and that guy isn't just any guy. He is the 2 zillion-year-old hippie. And he has the answers for those who dare to ask the magnificent questions. Bring him your magnificent questions.
Hey, everybody, it's me, the 2 zillion-year-old hippie, coming to you from atop the Big Rock Candy Mountain. We're having a glorious summer here. In fact, I just constructed a huge slip and slide that me and the DMTLs are really enjoying. Cynthia, not so much. But the only problem is I didn't want to make it out of plastic since that's so unfriendly, man. And, well, I got to say, when you have a mile-long slip and slide and you make it out of hemp, it gets pretty scratchy. So with me, as always, to help out with these magnificent questions is our pal Cynthia. Hey, Cynthia.
Hello, hippie. Hello, everyone.
So listen, Cynthia, you know, they've got this cap-and-trade bill that they're passing here in the Congress, and well, it just got me thinking about our carbon footprint, and I think mostly we're pretty copacetic as far as that goes. We grow so much of our own stuff, and, you know, I take the hippie cycle most everywhere I go, but I'm not sure. What would you say is your carbon footprint, Cynthia?
Carbon footprint? My carbon footprint is pretty low. Unless you distract me and I burn the toast. In that case, my carbon footprint is the size of a piece of burnt toast.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad. Mostly you keep your eye on the ball. So, Cynthia, do you have any of those fantastical, magnificent questions for us? Or as we like to call them...
Mag-quoos.
Mag-what?
Quoos.
Q.
I can say it.
Q's.
I can say coos.
Q's.
Q-S. Cuss.
Mag-Q's.
K-U-K. K's.
Q's.
And quoos. But nothing comes out right.
You know, like standing in line in England. Q's.
Q-Z. Q-S. Q. I can do it singular, but not plural. Crazy world, eh?
Hey, Cynthia, do you smell something burning?
Shit. Hippie, now look what you have done. I burnt the toast. From now on I'm sticking to magnificent questions. It is safer for the environment, less burnt toast.
Sure, man, that's cool. What you got for us?
John A. Blaze writes, of course everyone knows about Woodstock. But can you tell me, what was the first ever music festival, and what was it like? Were there wonderful treats to sample there as well? Thanks for always providing the higher knowledge.
Well, sure, man. You know, the first kind of popular music was known as atomic rock. I don't know if you're familiar with the band Ida Lupino and the Flying Neutrinos, but that's actually quite an old band. I mean, really, really, really old. But yeah, man, when you get down to those atoms and protons and neutrons and stuff flying around, man, they can put out some pretty powerful tunes. And well, certainly there was plenty of interesting things to imbibe for the single-cell participants at these wild concerts. It was quite the thing to see.
Smoke Jaguar writes, hey hippie, I have several questions. After who? What? When? Where? Why? And how? What's the next question?
Oh, that's easy, man. That would be followed by weed? Which, if the answer is correct, should be followed by bois.
Would Tesla like the band named after him?
Well,
I don't know. I think I would be more impressed to know that there were Tesla girls out there than the hard rock and heavy metal band Tesla. But either way, I guess he'd be impressed. In terms of the band, I think he might be disappointed that it's all these years later, man, and we still have not figured out the technology to amplify human thought. As he pointed out, that was all electrical activity in your brain, man. There's no reason you can't tap directly into that and amplify it, because that's just how far ahead of his time he was, man. What can I tell you? He was a super cool, super cool dude. You should check him out.
What sounds like time tastes?
What sounds like time tastes? Whoa, Smooch Jaguar. The hippie has to say, kudos. Kudos to you, as clearly you are getting the good stuff.
Time.
This reminds me, Victoria Pandora got a little new icon, looks like a button that says, oh, thanks to drugs, now I can finally taste colors. So maybe we got a little synesthesia action here going on the taste of time. But I don't know, man, you know, in the morning time usually tastes like toothpaste. And I know around 4:20, I'm hoping time is always going to taste very herby fresh. The taste of time, very intriguing. I wonder if, I think literally time probably tastes a lot like space, which, as we established in an earlier episode, is metallic. But I don't know. It seems to me that subjectively there would be times that would taste sweeter than others. All this talk of time reminds me of a old saying that women are like fine, complicated Swiss timing mechanisms and men are like sundials.
Walking with you by your
Jesse Miller wants to know if the power structure ever relent and legalize cannabis in the States.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely, man. I mean, it's just a matter of time before everybody comes to their senses over this whole cannabis thing. I think it's going to be coming sooner rather than later just because of the fiscal situation. But you never know. People can always put off being smart another day. So it may take them a little while to come around. But absolutely, man, they're going to come around. You know, the whole notion of what is taboo shifts around throughout time. I was looking for some good examples of this, and the only thing that I was really able to come up with was in the early days of the United States, man, what was considered really weird and aberrant behavior was for somebody, especially a man, to live alone. They had laws against men living by themselves that just seemed to people who came from families, people who didn't move out on their own until they probably started their own family, that the notion that anybody would want that much privacy, the notion that anybody would even want to be alone that much was freaky beyond words, man. And it just shows you how much things can change and how much things will come around. And one day they're going to be yucking it up because we were at war with the plant, man. They'll wonder what the hell we were thinking. Fuck, I wonder what the hell we were thinking. So in addition to this Jesse sent us a honest-to-goodness bonafide protest song, man. I feel like it's 1964 and we just got the new cut from Odetta in. Look it up. But we got this little protest song. Unfortunately, it's a rather self-explanatory protest song, so you'll get all the details here when you hear it. And happy to play it and push on the cause, man. It's a nice little ditty here, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. This is the Jesse Miller Band with Free Eddie Lepp.
Set him free.
The hippie wants your mag cues. How about that? I had the power all along. Now get me off these ruby slippers. I'm afraid they will burn. Email him at twozillionhippie@gmail.com or via Skype at zillionhippie. Mag cues. Cues. Mag cues. Cues that are magnificent. Send them. Hippie need cues. Mag cues. Cues. Mag cues. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Alrighty, that's going to do it for us for this episode. Thanks again to Jesse Miller Band for sending that song over, and you can check it out without me and Cynthia talking over it if you want over at his site at Jesse Miller Band at the Podomatic. All right, that's going to do it. Hippie out. 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 Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time.